Happy days, my friends.
Thanks for tuning in.
What a wine Wednesday we're having.
What a terrific wine Wednesday. You're listening to the Vero Insider, where we chat about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. I'm your happy hostess with the most, is Anna Valencia Tillery. And my partner in crime has returned, and she was double-fisted with two delicious bottles of rosé.
Love her.
If you're going to leave for weeks on end, come back properly prepared.
Next time I'll bring a case.
Oh, there you go. We'll put it to good use.
Yeah, I wanted to bring options because I haven't been here. So yeah, you definitely need some good options.
Well, let me just say that we opened up this first rosé, which is lighter in color than the second. Not only does it have this adorable wagon that's sort of like an Andy Warhol painting, like the three-tier. Check it out, Emily. What do you think? Isn't that cute?
It is cute.
With the wagon full of grapes so it can make delicious juice. So it's interesting looking, but its profile and its taste is exceptional.
Yeah, you like this one. We had it once like years ago, but it's a great one. It's McPhail, Anderson Valley, California. And then the other one is Rock Block, which is actually Oregon.
Right.
Which I know we all like because that's from Domaine Serene and it's a good thing.
So look, we get to taste the west coast of the country and never leave Vero Beach. Life is pretty good. We are smarter than the average bears, Miss Kitty.
Doesn't suck.
It doesn't. We have two great guests and we're going to share their upcoming event and some good information here in just a moment. But I would love for all of our listeners to know what's going on at the Blue Star this month, because you had a tremendous summer with a great promotion. And right now, till the end of the month, you're actually partnering with Treasure Coast Food Bank, right?
Exactly. Yep. We're doing the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
Eat, we have a dine and drink.
Yeah, it's a great promotion. We have a special menu item. It's called Tegan's Favorite Pasta, and it's basically it's phenomenal.
It would go great with this rosé.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. My niece Tegan was here this summer, and she said, "I'm making you dinner," and I was like, "Cool." You know, as a chef, I love that. And she made me the coolest thing that I had actually never had before. She made fettuccine pasta with a fresh basil pesto. And then she put thinly sliced pears and Granny Smith apple in it and some walnuts and crumbled blue cheese. And it was just off the charts good. It was unbelievable.
And bacon.
Yeah. And so I thought, well, the bacon was really good.
Brings the whole dish together.
It does. So we put that together for our featured item for this month. So the 100% of the proceeds of each one of those dishes that we sell is going to go to the Treasure Coast Food Bank.
Wow, that
which is
so awesome.
Awesome,
Kitty. That's so generous. And of course, there's a number of restaurants and drinking establishments throughout the Treasure Coast that are participating. Some did it just for the day on September 1st.
Sure.
And then some carried it on all month long, such as yourself. And that's just so generous. And Tegan's Favorite Pasta, folks, when you go into the Blue Star Tuesday through Saturday, you can order it.
Absolutely.
Experiment with some new wines. Talk about wines. Don't you have something to unveil to all of our listeners about your wine list?
What about it? Oh, well, yeah, we ran that wine special all summer, and it ran out September 1st. But then I needed something to kind of ease into season.
Yeah.
So we have a shoulder month promotion from September 1st until I don't know when. Probably
excellent until question mark.
November 1st, where we're featuring anywhere between 4 and 6 wines that are $5 a glass or $15 a bottle. So it's a great deal.
Oh, that hits everybody's budget at the Blue Star.
And they're really good wines.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we've got that South African Shiraz from Two Ooh. Oceans. It's really good.
Yeah.
We've got the Protocolo.
We featured that a couple weeks ago, and the gals from Caliber loved it. It was
phenomenal.
Delicious.
Yep, absolutely.
Really velvety.
And we've got some really good stuff. We've got a Chardonnay. We've got a Griot from Spain. And we've got that really good Tinto, which is from Spain, which is a red wine. It's it's just really good. It's a blend, but it's got some Garnacha in it. It's delicious.
You know, I think that old Spanish wines, those old world style wines, are just timeless, and they pair so well with food and the creations that Kitty comes up with in her kitchen. I mean, I don't know if you have a forecast of what's kind of projected as a special for coming into the weekend, but I mean, you pair some of those earthy red wines with perhaps your ribeye, which is
absolutely
addicting. The ribeye, my husband
or
loves
the
it.
Lamb, or you could even, you know what, that Protocolo would be so good with a new swordfish dish I have. It's char grilled swordfish, and it's on top of a oven roasted tomato and baby butter bean ragu.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got a little balsamic glaze on it, and it's got some shaved pancetta in it. It's delicious.
That would pair well.
Yeah, because it's a hearty fish, but mm-hmm. it's a clean preparation, but it would go fantastic with that red.
All sorts of great things happening at the Blue Star. You go, you can participate in Eat, Dine, and Give, benefiting the Treasure Coast Food Bank. If you get the Tegan's Pasta, you can hit up some great wine deals. And not to mention, experiment with some new dishes that she's putting out for us all to enjoy.
And listen to live music while you're sitting there eating dinner, having a great time.
Brilliant.
Why would you not? As you know, our people who listen to this radio show, they need to come in and check out my new baby grand piano because it's pretty
dankin'. It is pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
It's beautiful. And it matches the entire decor spot on. So no complaints.
Good.
Visually, I just love it.
It sounds beautiful.
Taste-wise, it's substantial. Emily, let's see. Emily Demogchoy. How did I do?
You did pretty good.
Yes! It is a bear of a last name, sweet thing. Emily Demogchoy and Van DeMars, they're here. They're here to talk to us about Baby Girl, Horse Rescue, and Therapy Ranch, which... In lieu of 9/11 that just passed this Sunday, I would presume with all the veterans that you work with and those that have suffered from PTSD and the like as a result of traumatic experiences could really gain from knowing about what you have to offer right here in Indian River County in the Felsmere area, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Van, how about you tell us a little bit about the organization, and then we're going to kind of dissect it and talk about your upcoming event, if we may.
Sure. Well, we formed an organization with a dual-fold mission, one to rescue horses that were in trouble, neglect, starvation, or just homeless.
Mm.
And we decided to pair it with veterans and first responders who suffer from post-traumatic stress. And we're not a riding program like some of the others. I mean, if one of the veterans wants to get on the horse, they certainly can. We have all the, you know, the equipment. But we're more of a quiet, peaceful setting where veterans and first responders can actually just come and talk to a horse or just stand there with the horse or sit with the horse.
Spend bonding time.
Correct. And they have an incredible therapeutic
way about them,
because a lot of them have had traumatic things happen to them, the horses, and the veterans are somehow in tune with them. And then we've branched out a bit. We now have a baby cow. We have a few pigs, a few goats, and they're all listed as therapy counselors. Each one of our animals are
therapy counselors.
Yeah.
So they're not service animals. No, you're not going to see them in the grocery
Correct.
Store or
no.
at our local hotels or
no.
inside the Blue Star. I have to have my therapy animal with me.
I need my bottle
it's
cap.
It's my little cat, Betsy.
Yeah.
So these are actual counselors, if you will.
Absolutely. And they have their own followings, too.
Oh.
We have people in other countries who contact us about, you know, getting more pictures of such and such. To our locale's named Mary Lou, and she has a couple of followers from Israel. I don't know how these things happen. I guess just social media carries it across the world.
It's a pretty profound thing, social media.
Yeah.
So based on your hat, I'm guessing that you're former Air Force.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So not detective work, folks.
It almost does that really
call
big
them
letters.
As I see. So you yourself come from a military background.
Yes, I do.
And is that part of the motivation in putting these two pieces together?
It had something to do. I have dealt with post-traumatic stress myself in the last 20 years, and I know how it feels. So it had something to do with it. It really did. I first started the horse rescue concept just to get horses, you know, rescued, and there be some place for horses or somebody to call when people who own horses are in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And then as I was starting to do it, I work with veterans, of course, and then it started just evolving. And it's constantly evolving. My mission seems to take its own course. We start, you know, we get calls from women who've been battered and ask if they can, you know, come over because they follow us on Facebook and they're suffering. And of course, that's not our mission, but of course, I can't say no.
Right.
So our mission just keeps going in little branches, and I never say no. We just allow it to take its own course.
So we're here. We have Van de Mars. We're chatting about the Baby Girl Horse Rescue and Therapy Ranch. Approximately how big is the ranch, and how many animals are you up to at this point?
Well, we're small right now. We only have about 6 acres.
Well, that's bigger than my yard. I can assure you of that.
We have seven horses that belong to us, and then we have two that we're taking care of because a veteran kind of fell on hard times and their horses were suffering, and we stepped in, and we have them with us, rehabbing them and keeping them till they're back on their feet. Then we have two goats, a baby cow, three pigs.
Fascinating.
Did I get them
all? Is that all of them, Emily?
We forgot the baby lamb.
Oh, baby lamb. Yeah, we have a baby lamb.
Don't worry, Kitty won't cook it.
Don't
worry, Kitty won't do it.
I would never.
We bottle fed the lamb and the cow since the day they were born. Now they're paired. They're inseparable. They've grown up together. They just turned 5 months old, and where you see one, you see.
So the cow is Mary Lou,
right?
And the baby lamb is
Sophie.
And so Mary Lou and Sophie, besties.
Yep.
Absolutely. Besties.
That's awesome.
That's so cute. It's like Anna and Kitty, but on four legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's delightful. You know, best friends are best friends. You can't shake a stick at that. So we do have an upcoming event. Emily, tell us a little bit about the Save the Date. And when we get back from commercial break, we're really going to delve into it.
Well, we have an event up on October 8th at Chilo Blue Barn in Fellsmere.
Such an impressive venue, by the way. For those listeners that might not be familiar with it, it's this brand new, very rustic, outdoor, slightly kind of indoor venue that can hold hundreds of people.
I think they can hold up to 250 people, and we'd love to have it
packed. Have that many. Yeah.
We would.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's absolutely gorgeous, and they were kind enough to have us back, and we are hoping to raise some funds for the animals and meet and greet everybody who has helped and supported us.
Makes perfect sense. And the name of the event is called the?
First Annual Rescue Roundup.
Oh, it's just a clever play on words. I enjoy it.
That is awesome.
I enjoy it. Were you going to do the clap sound? Was that what you were doing, Cindy? Was that the clap sound? Okay, I heard something. It was nothing. Nothing. All right. Well, you should do a clap sound.
I thought it was
she has a clever
old,
name.
Though.
It was a clever name of an amazing event upcoming.
I blew it.
Yay! There we go. There you go. And that's, we don't need buttons. We have people. That's what I'm talking about.
The real clap.
Real claps. All right, my friends, you are listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. We'll be back with much more about where to go, what to try, and how to give back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Chris Hudman, formerly of Bergmaster, now co-owner of Compass Pest Control, CompassPests.com. Compass provides a complete range of services, including lawn and landscape, termite prevention, and structural pest control for both residential and commercial clients. Find out why friends and neighbors are choosing a new direction and moving to Compass Pest Control. Call Compass at 772-413-1647 or visit CompassPests.com.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do. And we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
White Club Moving and Storage.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau, you'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Come check out Vero's premier golf course equipped with 36 holes, superb service, and a number of groups for people of all ages. I'm Bella Nagy, Director of Golf at Sandridge Golf Club, and come join me and my team for a round of golf, participate in a tournament, or spearhead a fundraiser for your local cause. Plus, take advantage of our great programs like the Men's League, Ladies League, and Nine Hole Ladies Leagues, as well as our Junior Golf Program, which is a year-round affair. Visit GolfSandridge.com to purchase gift certificates, sign up for tournaments, and find out all kinds of information about Sandridge Golf Club. We look forward to seeing you very soon out at the golf course.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
It makes you so perky and happy.
It does. It's absolutely sensational.
I mean, you're always kind of like shiny anyway.
Aww.
You're but you makes you really happy.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. Kitty is back. Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star to entertain us, folks, as we delve into some really great happenings. There is no doubt about it. My friend, season is right around the corner.
I can hear her. They're coming.
It's crazy. It's crazy good.
It's like the horses, you know, coming up over the hill. You can hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just event after event after event, which is very exciting. We're just at a commercial break, and I think that you heard the advertisement for the Hair Studio of Vero Beach. And during the commercial break, we were chatting about the different prizes and silent auctions and so forth that will be taking place on October 8th for the first annual Rescue Roundup benefiting the Baby Girl Horse Rescue and Therapy Ranch. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but I tell you what, there's a really interesting contest and promotion going on right now for the Hair Studio of Vero. Did you see it on Facebook, Kitty?
No, I haven't been on my computer in a while.
Oh, okay. All right. So
it gets slow this time of year, and so I take a little siesta.
Rightfully so. Yeah. I get it. However, if you go to theveroinsider.com and you check out our page, or you go to the Hair Studio Vero Beach's page, they're doing a contest for the month of September, which is really exciting. Essentially, if you like this particular promotion that they have going on, you like their page, you share this promotion, and you make a comment on it, you can be entered to win a complimentary cut, color, and style, a $300 value.
Oh my gosh, I need a color so bad.
Oh my goodness.
I was looking in the mirror the other day and I'm like, where did all that gray hair come from?
Those strands of sparkle?
Holy crosive.
Strands
it's getting
of
out of control around
Well, don't
here.
Worry. Melissa can take care of it. Lickety-split. Her team is well-equipped for all of that. And let's face it. I mean, us ladies, silvers don't
we need
look
to sparkle
nearly
in
as
a
good on
way.
Us as it does on men. So with that being said, you know, you can get a very affordable regimen with her. She is by far the most affordable salon, but I happen to think one of the most talented salon stylists and owners throughout
Vero Beach.
Yeah, because
your hair always looks amazing.
Thank you. She takes very good care of me. Mm-hmm. And I never exceed my budget.
Yeah, that keratin treatment that you got this summer.
Yeah, I didn't actually get it.
Oh, I thought you did.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, she ended up just giving, she said, you know what? If you like your big, crazy, curly hair, then let's just keep it.
Well, I know you
I wouldn't lose my identity. I can't have it be straight. I don't know what to do with that. However, she was doing a great promotion with that. So like her page, share that particular post. You could win, and she'll become your hairstylist for life. It's just a win-win all the way around.
Idea.
And they just renovated. The salon looks fantastic. Oslo, US 1, Publix Plaza. Can't miss it. And walk. Welcome, guys, gals, doesn't matter.
It is a great looking salon.
It is.
She has a beautiful salon.
She's done a fantastic job, and there's no reason to not share that page and share that particular promo. I know I'm a big fan. I like things for free when you earn them.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So let's talk about free stuff that people could get if they buy raffle tickets at this October 8th event, which is super exciting. So you have some sponsors, obviously.
We do.
Let's touch on those sponsors, and then let's talk about what kind of prizes there might be.
Well, obviously, Cello Boom Barn is our big sponsor, and we are so very grateful for them having us back.
And speaking of animals, they have goats. They just had baby twins, didn't they?
I think born last night.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. Mm-hmm. See, I follow
them.
They have baby horses, miniature horses. Yeah, I was going to say they're little mini donkeys, too.
We also have Tropical Spices of Palm Bay, and they are a local veteran-owned scratch caterer, and we're very, very pleased that they have come on board to join us as well.
Do you have an idea of the menu yet?
We are doing barbecue. There will be pulled pork and grilled chicken and homemade macaroni and cheese and coleslaw and salad and the works. They are planning a huge buffet.
Nice.
I'm not hungry. But I am starving.
Let's take it.
Did someone say mac and cheese?
I love good mac and cheese.
Me too.
Oh my goodness.
They were actually threatening to put a little pepper in there and spice it up. Yay. They are also the 2016 World Hot Sauce Champions.
What? So, oh my goodness. Wow. If those aren't bragging rights, that should just bring in a whole crowd of folks. I mean, there are some diehard hot sauce connoisseurs. They should be very excited to attend. And, you know, while we're on the concept of this, what is the ticket cost to get in?
There is no cost to get in.
What?
We would like to say thank you to our supporters and the public. And donations are always appreciated, but there is no ticket cost to get in.
Well, that is fantastic.
We do obviously need to know that you are coming, so please contact us on Facebook. As we kind of mentioned before, there is a venue max, so once we're at that max and we don't know you're coming, we'll do our best to accommodate you.
You know what I love for donations? There's these new crisp $100 bills out. They are lovely.
They are nice.
They are lovely.
We would be more than happy to take those off your
hands.
I'm just saying.
Okay, and who are some of your other sponsors, darling?
Spada's Total Auto Repair, they have always been there for us. They actually take care of the vehicles that we use to maintain or work on the ranch. Fellsmere Feed, Indian River RV, Vision Plus down off in Oslo and US 1.
Oh, right next door to the hair studio of Vero. Mm. How fantastic.
They've been talking, yeah. Treasure Coast Equine Dentistry, Mandy Carden is one of the best. She's always been there for us.
Well, if that's not a niche market, I don't know what is. Good for her.
Yeah, she's out there floating teeth all day long.
Oh, really? It's a thing, huh?
Yeah.
She knows her stuff, and she does it very, very well.
Remember that show, Mr. Ed, and he had those fantastic teeth? Yeah, she was clearly his dentist.
And that's before they could whiten his teeth.
Right. He had a special kind of hay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very regimented. The same.
Yeah. We'd also like to thank Tribute Feed and the Lazaro family. But if there is anybody who is interested in sponsoring, it's not too late. Please contact us.
Yeah,
and we would be more than
out.
Happy to bring you guys on board. And we'd love to work with you.
What do you need to do to sponsor?
Yeah.
Just talk to Emily right there.
Well, that's the first thing. You know, we do like donations. We do like cash. If you...
Or gift certificates.
Or gift certificates.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you are in, like, the feed business, we'll take a bale of hay. Or you can, well...
I noticed there's a dooley out there full of hay upon arrival.
A bale of hay weighs 1,000 pounds. It's a compressed bale.
Wow.
Weighs 1,000 pounds.
I was looking at that
because I'm used to your traditional bales. When I, you know, growing up, we would go out and cut the fields. And, you know, I grew up in a city, but still, I always went to horse camp. And so they use their free labor all summer to bale up that hay, which is really smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, I was looking at that bale in the back of your truck. I was like, I've never seen anything like that.
It's new. It's new to me. But we get it in Fort Pierce, and that's alfalfa. That's straight alfalfa.
It looked like.
And it is a little over 1,000 pounds, and it's amazing. And it stays in compressed form. We just put it out in the pasture.
Wow. How much does one of those cost?
Yeah. What's the cost on that?
It's actually cheap. It's cut our hay cost in half.
Yay!
1,000 pounds is about $180 for me.
See, so
well,
buy him some bricks.
If I
was buying traditional,
we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about that on the Vero Insider. Visit theveroinsider.com. Don't go anywhere.